Hi, everybody. Happy New Year's. First show of 2019. It's incredible to me that it's 2019 already. It seems like 2018 was about a week long. But anyway, I hope everything's starting out great for you guys. And we have like 20 times as much as I can possibly cover for this time. So I'll do the best that I can without talking at chipmunk speed, which I don't think I'm very good at anyway. So we're going to talk about some things happening in the U.S. that are not just confined to this country where I'm sitting right now. It's relevant to the rest of the world. Everything's connected, as you guys understand. And this was in Congress in the U.S. This was the first day that the Democrats took over a majority position, and they have a lot of major projects that they want to do, primarily destroying the president and getting rid of him. I think that's the main part of their whole program. And some of them even going on television and just swearing about calling him names that I'm not going to repeat here because this is pretty much a G-rated show. And the other ones, Speaker of the House, new Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are saying, well, that's all right. It's fine. It's actually just a little bit of how terrible he is. And there's a reason that the whole power structure is against the current president, because it's not about what party he's in. Most of the Republicans are against him, too, and maybe under the surface a little bit, but he's got a lot of traitors around him in his own party. But he kind of broke out of the mold, did something that wasn't supposed to happen in 2016. The fraud committed in the election was not quite enough to keep him out of office. He probably won the popular vote by about 4-1. That's my estimate, based on the attendance at the rallies that he had versus the other candidate. And there was no comparison. Virtually nobody was interested in the other candidate. And yet, she supposedly won the popular vote just by a little bit. And I don't think that was really true. In any case, what's going on now? The first bill that the Democrats passed, you know, in the House, it would still have to get through all the way to the president and have him sign it, which he wouldn't. But just to let us know what they have in mind, besides getting rid of the president, whether or not they have to kill him, that's a separate issue. But at least get rid of him and have everybody hate him in preparation for that. Even for pulling out of wars, you have to hate him for that, too. I mean, it's so insane. It's almost completely unbelievable. But insanity has become normal right now. And just to let new listeners know, I'm not a partisan of either party. I think both Republican and Democratic parties are essentially criminal organizations, and I can't see any benefit in either one. But the Democratic Party is right now just completely in line with the criminal media and banks and everything in the U.S. and really trying the best they can to do a great job on destroying the country and supporting the United Nations, which is another huge crime organization that was, you know, set up initially on land donated by the Rockefellers. And it's been doing bad things ever since in the name of peace and unity and global harmony and all this kind of stuff. It's like naming a bill in Congress the Peace and Goodness Act or something, and it's all about killing everybody who doesn't agree with the government or something like that. Don't be fooled by what things are called or what organizations are named or things like that. So one of the first things was to... And the Democratic majority in the House wants to give $700 million extra to the UN, and the president was already involved in cutting their funding because of what I just said. The UN is a really bad organization. The people working in it, all those huge numbers of people employed by it in different ways, mostly are, I'm sure, all really great people and thinking that they're saving the world and doing all this great stuff. They don't understand, most of them, who they're actually working for. So the bill, what was it called? Some general name, maybe I'll think of it. It's strongly pro-abortion. That's another thing that the Democratic Party is really known for, and even a lot of the corrupt Republicans, too. I'm not saying they're necessarily very good at all. A lot of them wouldn't even cut off the funding for Planned Parenthood, which is this massive murder organization in the U.S. that kills unborn babies. And anybody who believes the nonsense that it's just a little bit of tissue, it's like a fingernail, it's part of the mother's body, It should be self-evident that that's completely ridiculous, but for anybody that can't figure it out that that's not true, we have higher definition sonograms and things like that that actually let you see the baby inside the mother's womb, moving around, waving its arms and doing different things, trying to get comfortable. And also, some of the people that have quit the abortion business working in the clinics have done so because they got sick watching the baby try to fight off the murder instrument during an abortion. That's not a piece of tissue, okay? I mean, this is not a partisan issue. It's not a religious issue. It's not a, none of that stuff. You don't need a religion to look at a baby and see it's being killed, okay? If we do, we're in bad, well, we are in bad shape. But, you know, that's the kind of thing that the Democratic Party is really proud of, and they've partnered with certain media companies that have shown how much fun it is to have an abortion and how great it feels. And so the bill gives back money to the foreign operations of Planned Parenthood so that U.S. taxpayers can pay for more abortions. And that's supposed to be, I think it's a repeal. I'm looking down because I've got bullet points here that I don't want to forget to mention to you. And our time is going by so fast that I'm going to have to really condense things a lot. But there's been a lot happening since I talked to you last. And it's a repeal of the president's, what he called, Protecting Life in Global Health, Global Health Assisting Policy or something like that. And that had stopped the U.S. taxpayers' funding of abortion, the part of the abortion industry that's overseas. So this raises up to $37.5 million, the U.N. Population Fund, involved in abortions and covert sterilization of women and things like that. But there's absolute refusal to secure the southern border against thousands of invaders coming across illegally every month. And I think that I saw figures for December that even just the minors, the people under 18 that were coming in illegally over the border in December was like 22,000. And it's much more than that, you know, for the overall numbers. But the Democrats say, in fact, I watched Nancy Pelosi, the new Speaker of the House, say this brilliant comment. She said, the wall that the president wants is not a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. That's just, I guess that's a conspiracy theory. But she said, it's not a wall between the U.S. and Mexico. It's an immorality. I guess, I don't know what an immorality looking like a wall would be like, but it's an immorality because trying to have a border and have nobody just run across it illegally, in other words, getting to control who you want to immigrate, people that are going to appreciate and love the country and contribute to it. That's immoral, that's racist, that's xenophobic and all this stuff. And she has a straight face when she does that. It's like watching the inmates in some kind of mental ward make believe they're representatives in Congress. It's really strange, but they're serious. And so they're saying, well, the president shut down the government. There's about, I don't know, 25% of the government or something that's not functioning right now, which I'm not saying is great, although some of it's great. But anyway, about 25% estimate is not functioning right now. And it's because the Democrats absolutely refuse the essential funding on the border. And so they're saying that it's all the president's fault, of course. And the people who are staring at the television or worshiping the New York Times or the Washington Post and papers like that are saying, oh, yeah, it's all the president's fault. It's because he's a racist. And the this new congresswoman that I watched from New York being sworn in on a different scripture, I'm not going to name it because I try not to get banned immediately if we can help it. It's a little harder to reach you guys if that happens on the major platforms. She was just, I mean, X-rated swearing about how they're going to get in there and get rid of the president. And the speaker's daughter also was dancing around saying, yeah, my mother's going to cut his head off and he won't even realize that he's bleeding or something like that. Horrible stuff. And the mainstream news commentator on television started laughing like that was really cool and funny and everything. And, you know, when everybody around you is insane, there's this strong pressure to go along with it and be insane with them, because there's kind of a normalcy bias in your mind that says, well, all these insane people, they're normal, so I have to be like that too. And it's not true. You don't have to be like that. You can say, you guys have heard of the fable of the emperor's new clothes, and it's a long story that I don't have time for here, but the emperor got conned into buying this new suit of clothes that didn't exist, and he was actually naked, but everybody was told that whoever can't see these clothes has a really low intelligence, you know, and the really smart, wise people will see how beautiful it is. So the king is actually went on a parade, and all the people were saying, of course I see that beautiful clothes, you know, they're incredible. That's the most incredible clothes I've ever seen. And there was this 3 or 5 year old kid who just screams out, laughing, he's naked. And that broke the spell. So I don't think it's so bad to be like the kid, right? And if you're going along with everybody else, you don't have to keep doing that. Just realize it's insanity, because if you do, then we can look for solutions. But if you don't know it's insane and you think it's normal, then you just march right up the ramp to the slaughterhouse, and I don't think that's a very good idea. So anyway, that's the kind of thing the Democrats are working on now. More funding for abortion, more funding for the UN, no border wall, because that's evil. It's not a wall, it's an immorality, to quote Nancy Pelosi. And I don't know. It's almost beyond description what's going on. So for some reason, the Democrats today are a total disaster on national security. And it's just like what's being done in Europe under the leadership of the UN there as well, just like what they're trying to do here. In Europe, they're bringing in people that are ready to just crash these cultures, and they're violent. And actually in Europe, they mostly belong to a religion that believes that everybody outside their religion has to die. And that's not a conspiracy theory. I read all 3 of their scriptures, and that is literally what it says. It says people should be given a chance to convert, and if they do, you have to be nice to them, and they become brothers and sisters of yours. If they won't convert, really the best thing for them is to kill them, and you have to do that, and it makes God really happy when you do that. Those are the people they're bringing in to destroy Europe. Now, there are some of those kind of people coming in to destroy the U.S., but mostly they're like 90% really poor people from Central and South America who are brought into centers and training camps in places like Honduras and indoctrinated by NGOs and UN workers that the U.S. is unfairly holding all the wealth, and it's a terrible country, and it's racist, and all the other bad things, and fascist, and you have to go there immediately, and if you get in through the southern border, which will help you crash, then you'll get everything you want for free. You'll be on welfare. You'll be taken to anywhere in the country that you'd like to live, and it's going to be great. So about 90% of them are fooled into doing that, and they don't walk from Honduras to the border of Texas and Arizona and California. They get driven on buses and trucks paid for by the UN and their minions, and they just walk long enough to get photo ops for the media to say, these poor refugees are just crawling their way up the length of Mexico because they're trying to get away from oppression. No, they're trying to get better jobs, and they're crawling their way away from a country that's collapsed, usually in some form of socialism or communism, and they're starving, and they need help. But about 10% of them tend to be violent gang members and drug dealers and things like that. Those are all welcomed by the Democrat Party for some reason. And especially in California, that they've had a corrupt governor in there for a long time who's declared sanctuary in the state, and especially certain cities, for violent criminals. As long as they're illegal aliens, they can be there. And they go around saying publicly, well, people can't be illegal. this is humanitarian to love everybody, which is all true. People can't be illegal, but the things they do certainly can be. And if you crash somebody else's country, wherever it is, on any continent in the world, that country has to decide whether they want you to come in or not. If they don't have that discretion and that choice, there's no country there. It's just one world territory that's suitable for being governed by a central authority, and that's where they're going. That's the reason for this kind of stuff. Nobody who's intelligent would support the idea that all these countries have to be destroyed and their cultures have to be all mixed so that you can't distinguish them anymore. It should be obvious, unless the only reason it wouldn't be obvious that that's a really bad idea is at the top level, the rulers know it's a bad idea for sovereignty, but it's a good idea for world government. And that's why they're promoting it, and they totally understand it. They're not confused at all about that. They want sovereign countries destroyed, and we're watching that happen right now. In one of the last most prized ones that they want to destroy is the U.S., and it's not that the people in the U.S. are better than anywhere else. It's just that U.S. Founding documents, like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and Federalist Papers and things like that, talk about the inalienable rights and freedoms of every person, not just Americans, but everybody in the world. Everybody, no matter where you are sitting in the world. And that those can't be unalienable. They can't be taken away. So governments never give you those rights. The UN Charter of Human Rights that supposedly gives you rights that it can take away, those aren't your real rights. Your real rights you're born with. They come from God. They come from nature, and they can't be taken away. The U.S. has to be destroyed because there's a memory of the idea of individual freedom there, even if it hasn't been lived up to the way that it should be up to now. It could be. And as long as that memory is there, the global rulers that want world tyranny and destruction of the biosphere and all that stuff, they need the U.S. destroyed. So they train the young people and the Democrats and the university students and professors and all the people who watch the mainstream television and everything. They train them that it's humanitarian to not have borders. It's humanitarian to promote easily available abortion, paid for by the taxpayers, whether they believe in it or not. They have these values that are, and now what they're doing, of course, and if you mention it, you know, you can get banned. I don't know how long we're going to stay visible to you guys, but if we disappear, find us on brighteon.com. That's brighteon.com. It's the, well, you'll find it. You'll find everything there. Mike, our friend who founded that, has said that he's not going to do censorship unless it's, you know, real bad stuff like calling for the murder of people and things like that. He's not going to, or promoting communism, that sort of thing is not going to last there. But real honest sharing of information is going to be supported there. And I recommend that anybody who wants to put up videos and audios or radio show or whatever you want to do, Brighteon is I think, going to be a good place as they develop more and more. Anyway, so the top-level rulers understand what they're doing, destroying countries. And the top-level Democrats and the corrupt Republicans and people inside the government, they just want money and power and prestige and make money on secret stock market deals and things like that. As long as they can get that, they'll sell out their country in a second. And they're busy doing that right now. Not just Democrats, but a lot of Republicans too. And the Republicans will talk about things like, well, abortion is really bad. And anybody who is not a brainwashed devotee of a political party or a label like progressive or conservative or socialist or what, if they're just a person looking at things as they really are, and you see this baby in 4G sonograms fighting to try to fend off the knife that's, or the instrument that's going to murder it, that's not a piece of tissue. It's so obvious, but These people are trying to spread stuff that is just national suicide as fast as they can. So the top-level Democrats and the corrupt Republicans will do it for money, power. They don't care who suffers as long as it's not them. And a lot of the general population is just hypnotized by the criminal media, mainstream media, TV, radio, and modern education, which eliminates the ability to think. You may have noticed that if you've been in it. I've been in it for a long time, and I'm involved in PhD programs and things like that now. And it's like that from preschool to post-doctoral and medical work and all that stuff. It's taking away the ability to think and changing what used to be science into memorization of acceptable material. That's not science. Real science questions everything. And there are certain subjects in medicine where they say, well, the science is settled, right? You may have heard of that stuff. Real science is not settled. It's always exploring. It's saying, where did we make a mistake? What could be done, understood better? Most of the people who've made these wonderful scientific breakthroughs for real, they didn't have any advanced degrees. They had the ability to perceive clearly, and they noticed patterns, and they saw how things fit together, and they figured out why that might be. But anyway, so I guess what I'm getting at here is that we need to get rid of labels. And they're comforting because you don't have to think if you have a label. All you have to do is read the list of what you're supposed to believe and say it and tell everybody else and try to convince them that they should believe it too. And that's the definition of a new religion. Because a religion is something where if you question it, you're bad. It's not like real science. It's not even like real spiritual inquiry, which also questions everything because you want to know what's true. Religion, in the sense of just a belief system to support a label, cannot afford to think except in a certain prescribed line. And it's funny when you look at the two main parties in America, and there are counterparts in a lot of other countries in Europe and elsewhere, where they have parties. This, you almost know if you know what party somebody belongs to, what they think about just about everything. You know, it's really strange. It's like, how could all these people be hypnotized and not even realize it and just year after year for their whole life go through it defending things that they've memorized and they don't even know if they're true? Because it takes bravery to question what you believe. And what you believe is not necessarily just what you say you believe. It's what you feel on a deep gut level to be true. And you have to look at it if you really want to know whether it's true or not. Usually, as a stereotyped way of thinking, the Democrat Party people are usually more aware of some of the environmental issues, the real ones. Not the nonsense in the UN and the climate change stuff that's being used as a fraud, but real concern about the life support system of the planet and bringing it back to health. For example, there's a bill being introduced in this new Congress called H.R. 2064, and it's the, what's it called? It's got a fancy name. See if I can read it. The Sewage Sludge in Food Production Consumer Notification Act, I think. Yeah. By a guy named Jose Serrano in New York. He's a Democrat, so he can talk about these environmental things. And it sounds good, but not going far enough to me, because what it's about is, if you watch Mike's movie Biosludged, which you really should watch, it's free. I didn't realize that the EPA was specifically telling industry to dump all your waste in the sewer system, and then telling the municipalities and the counties and states, well, just take your sewage, take the water out of it, and sell the solid so that these trusting farmers and gardeners will put it on the soil, touching it with their hands and putting 80,000 chemicals that are toxic back into the soil, all these medical drug residues that go through people into the sewage system, which stay active, and the GMO ingredients that can change all the bacteria and everything. Well, just spread that on the farms. That would be really good. That's what's happening right now. It's quite amazing. And watch that movie Biosludged if you want to understand it in great detail, and everything's documented in there. It's really well done. I'm not going to say Mike's whole name. You probably know who I'm talking about, because he's banned off all the major media right away, and the AI bots are looking for anybody who mentions him. I support him. I just don't want to mention him right now because I want to stay here where I can talk to you for a little while longer if possible. So that bill, would, if it's passed, it doesn't even have any co-sponsors yet. But it just wants to let people know, by the way, you're eating sewage sludge, just in case you wanted to know, letting you know. So, and anybody who's not totally hypnotized and turned into a zombie would say, what? How could that have been allowed? Isn't the EPA there to protect everybody from that? And no, the EPA has become a criminal organization like almost every other government agency, and it's working with the industries that it's supposed to be regulating. So it's going out and laying huge fines on people for collecting some rainwater where they live. That's a really bad crime, in case you hadn't heard about it. But they let all these industries dump all their waste, including all the chemicals and, you know, the medical waste and everything, right in the sewer system. And then they tell the cities, well, yeah, you should probably spread it on the farms where people are growing their food. What do you think that's going to do? I mean, the kind of bacterial balance that microorganisms that are in that waste, to break it down, are real heavy-duty bacteria. And some people know them as pathogens. They have to be in order to break down that garbage. And they get on the food, they go into your body. It's a recipe for massive disease and plagues and things like that. And from the top, it's not a mistake. They're doing this on purpose. We'll get into that, I think, if we have time. We're half done now. So it probably won't pass, because why would they want to let people know that they may be eating municipal waste in their food? Why would they want to tell them that? They might get upset. They might make it more difficult to keep doing it, because it's a huge business now to take what should have been, well, it all that junk shouldn't have been in the waste to begin with. If you're selling things that are going to cause permanent degradation and pollution of the environment, that's one of the areas, I think, although I believe in freedom in almost all ways, not when you're poisoning the whole world and everybody around you. It's like, I think you should be totally free to smoke cigarettes if you don't understand what that's going to do to you, unless you're committing suicide on purpose. But smoking in a theater or an airplane, I don't think that should be legal. That's not freedom. That's like the freedom to hurt other people, and you shouldn't have that. Kind of common sense, it seems to me. So it's a Democrat proposing the bill to let people know they may be eating sewage sludge. And some of the Republicans think that environmental concerns of any kind are a fraud. And they're disastrously wrong, because the whole biosphere is actually in danger of extinction right now from a lot of directions. It's real, and it's all intentional. All the toxic chemicals that are going to destroy the ecosystem are not by mistake. So a long time ago, it was talking about the stereotypes now again, in the way that Democrats think and the way that Republicans think. And it's true of other parties worldwide. You can just about write down everything that they're going to talk about and what their position is. Used to be, they do change though with time. And the Republicans used to be the main ones pushing war. Now the Democrats have really joined them and are trying to outdo them. And because the current president is trying to pull out of the Middle Eastern wars, which have, when the U.S. never had any business to be there in the beginning. It's just a huge industry blowing up civilizations and people, and overthrowing governments, which is, you know, immoral and illegal and should never have been done. It doesn't protect the U.S. security interests or anything like that. It just maims and kills a lot of people. It's like Bush did to Iraq and Obama did to Libya. These are, you know, war crimes on a huge scale. Now the Democrats are really upset that the current president is trying to stop doing that, as he promised in the campaign. He was the only anti-war candidate of the major parties in the 2016 campaign, which is one of the main reasons that the major parties hate him. And the Republican Party tried their hardest not to let him win or even get nominated as well. So all of this stuff is working together, and the current president is trying to say no in the U.S., so they hate him and they want to get rid of him. This is going on all at the same time. It's an attempt, basically, to break down world civilization and make it into a centralized tyranny, essentially. And that's on the way to the next step, which is they're talking about population reduction, people that have really looked into it, but that's only part of it. It's actually extinction of life on the planet. And anybody that they can use to help promote that, they will do it. Right now, it's a religion that believes that everybody outside their religion should be killed. They're very useful, and the Democrats and socialist, communist-leaning people are very useful because they're in favor of bringing in utopia, which is an illusion by tyranny. And that, you know, everything that is actually a real concern has been twisted around to be a fraud. And I'm not going to end on a bad note here. I just want to let you know clearly what we're facing is that the top level of rulers that are controlling most of the planet right now and have for a long time are not friendly. And you may have noticed that if you lived on this planet for a while, that they're not trying to work their hardest to help you and protect you and give you freedom and all this stuff. They're corrupt in a deeper level than most people could imagine. And so when they talk about something like, we just had a guest on the show, Alex Newman, was talking about the climate conference in Poland. There was one in Paris, and then there just now was one in Poland, and he'll be on the show soon to wrap up the last parts of it next week, I believe, a week from tomorrow. But that sounds like a legitimate concern, and it's been twisted into a complete fraud. One of the great things that the current president did was get out of the agreement that was being put together in the Paris climate conference, but there's another similar one that they have been putting together for the Poland climate conference. And basically, they're trying to eliminate the production of carbon, or what carbon there is, to put it back into the soil. And carbon in the soil is fine. It just recycles like dying organic material and things like that. But the danger of carbon in the atmosphere is being used as an excuse for tyranny. And generally, the Democrat people are completely in favor of it. A lot of the Republicans are saying that it's a fraud, but they don't realize it's a fraud that hides a real issue that needs to be dealt with. And the Democrats are coming up with a way to deal with that issue, and they're calling it the Green New Deal. We've talked about it before. Basically, they're saying that it'll solve all the world's problems. We just had a guest recently on the show that was from Organic Consumers Association. Really good lady. Very sincere, very hardworking, and she's the political director for the whole million-member organization. And they're trying to keep the national organic standards clean and pure as much as they can, which is a really worthwhile cause. But you can see in the approach that they're taking, it's like this stereotyped Democratic left-wing socialist-type point of view that is being pushed in the House of Representatives right now. It's that we care about the environment, and the way to make sure that it's going to be okay, as in the proposal of the Green New Deal, is to just, well, what are they going to do in the Green New Deal? I'll just give you an example. It's going to end poverty. It's going to end unemployment. It's going to end climate change. It's going to end racism and inequality and gender, social injustice. It's going to be free health care for everybody, free education, open borders, free money to live on, a model for world peace. That's what you call utopia, right? And if it sounds familiar, it's because Marx and Engels talked about it in the Communist Manifesto. It's a short book. You could read it if you want to. Really easy reading. And it has things in there for communism, like a graduated income tax and a lot of the things that America has now adopted. But everything's free, so it sounds great. If you don't have any understanding of how economics work and even how the ecosystem works as a whole, what they're proposing with this deal is just to end the oil industry completely. They figure realistically in about 12 years, which would be very fast. And they just want to decree that those energy technologies are not allowed anymore and that everything has to be solar and wind, what they call renewable. And solar and wind are good ideas, but they're very inefficient. They're much more advanced free and clean energy technologies that have been available actually for more than 100 years. If you want details on that, go to YouTube or somewhere and look up the work of Dr. Stephen Greer. He's talked to a lot of people at very high clearance levels within the government that have detailed what technologies are available. It's really very amazing. It's not like they're hoping to get research to eventually find a way of generating clean and free energy. It's nothing like that. It already exists. It's already perfected. It's already been proven and used. And it's being hidden, and the people who know about it or have it available are either killed or intimidated and terrified, so they won't talk about it. That's the real energy policy of America. So if you wanted to take the Green New Deal, which is just going to be put everybody on welfare who's in the oil industry, demand that everything be solar and wind, that every building that exists in the U.S. has to be retrofitted for energy efficiency, that everybody gets free money to live on, so that's the end of poverty. These are like the suggestions of a three-year-old kid who has no idea how the world works. And I'm not coming from the opposite party because I don't believe in the parties. I'm just telling you from a common sense level. And a lot of the people in it will admit, if you question them, that they don't really have any in-depth understanding of any of this stuff. They just know nobody should be hungry. Nobody be hungry and not have food to eat, I guess. And nobody should not have money. Nobody should not have work if they want to. Everybody should have health care. Those things are true. But the way that you solve them is not just by unlimited borrowing. The borrowing that the U.S. is already suffering under is enough to crash the country into a very bad state. And I don't think most of these people understand economics at all. They just said, well, we just decreed all this money to go destroy Libya and Iraq. Why can't we do it to help the people? And that's a really good question. But the fact that under Bush, the American government just said, okay, here's the money for the war, doesn't mean they really could do that. It was all based on loans from a combination mostly of the so-called Federal Reserve and China. And if you just go on borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and you can't pay it back, then eventually the person who lent you the money can take over. And they now run your country. They're the tyrant. And if you used to have a constitution or anything like that, you don't anymore, and you lose everything. That's one reason not to do that. So it's a massive increase in unpayable debt, massive inflation, which has happened in other places. Zimbabwe is famous, but there are a lot of others, Venezuela. And what inflation is it's when you still have the currency, the dollar or whatever it is, but it just won't buy anything. But you have the money. And that's what happens when you just decree money to be handed out based on nothing. It always goes to that. And in this case, it's being promoted by the central bank, which has been devaluing the American currency since its inception 105 years ago. And the money is now worth per dollar in buying power something less than 1% of what it was when the Federal Reserve took over. It's a complete leech on the economy. if you wanted to do something about prosperity and everybody having enough resources to live on in America, you have to address this Federal Reserve. It can't be done by any policy without doing that. That's one reason that every vision of utopia in a socialist communist system eventually leads to hell on earth and usually mass murder by the government of its own citizens, whether you're talking about Cambodia or North Korea or China, which is the main, the biggest one that we've got in history. It always goes in that direction. So anyway, if you wanted to do this properly, there is a way to do it. But let's look at healthcare for a minute. The proposal includes single-payer healthcare, and a lot of Democrats and progressives say, well, obviously, that's how it should be done so that nobody has to worry about paying for their healthcare. Again, it's a lack of education. Real healthcare would be great. How to pay for it is a separate question, but first of all, it's the definition of what is healthcare. When you've got a whole so-called healthcare industry since 1910 or so in America being based on toxic chemicals that they call medicine and invasive procedures and chemotherapy and radiation and stuff that is totally insane and actually caused the disease that they claim to cure, and injections of poison into newborn babies and other people that often cause the disease that they're supposedly preventing. The industry as a whole, you can read a book or an online PDF called Death by Medicine by Gary Nolan, Carolyn Dean, two doctors, a PhD doctor and a medical doctor. And it explains that in America, this so-called great healthcare industry is killing about 1 million people per year conservatively. But just as important, they're ruining the lives of almost everybody else by getting us addicted to multiple toxic medical drugs, which we've had Dr. Cousins on our show every month for a year, ending about a year ago, I guess. And he was explaining what's called toxic synergy. Once you get more than one of these poisonous drugs, they don't even have any idea what they're actually doing anymore because they interact. And if toxicity of drug A is 1 and toxicity of drug B is 2, you give them both, you don't have a 3 toxicity. You might have 100 because they make each other much more toxic. So giving that to everybody, even if there was a way to do it free, is not benevolent. And you know, you have to get some education, not in the schools as they are now. You've got to do your own research. Find people that, and there are some doctors that understand all this stuff. A lot of them get killed if they understand and talk about it, but there still are some that are not killed. And you have to learn from real sources, not the brainwashing that's happening in modern educational system. A toxic system, even free for everybody, is not intelligent, not brilliant. So real healthcare has to be what's talked about. And if you wanted to make a real Green New Deal that was not designed to destroy the country, say you wanted to end poverty, okay, and it's reasonable to not want people to be just tortured every day because they can't afford the essentials of life. But anything that you come up with to do that, you've got to do a few basics. And one of them is you have to end the central bank, the Federal Reserve. It's a complete leech. It's never done anything positive for the country. It's stealing the money by this little magician's trick of inflation. And inflation's kind of a misleading name in a way because you get this picture of the money expanding. No, the money's just becoming worthless step by step. And it's lost, you know, almost all of its value since the Federal Reserve started this trick. And it's still doing it as long as it keeps issuing all this money. See, it's not just giving the money to people, it's lending it, which means that even though the money's fake, the people have to pay it back with interest. So anybody that has still a little bit of cognitive ability in their brain realizes, wait a minute, how would you ever repay it if the debt keeps expanding with interest? You wouldn't. It's just more and more and more debt, at which point the central bank, the Federal Reserve, owns the country, and they own the government, and they decide what happens to you. And this is not a really good fate for any country. And we've got central banks, just like the Federal Reserve, controlling almost every major country in the world, all coordinated under BIS in Switzerland, which is above the law, doesn't get audited or looked at all. And they're monsters, basically, that have been authorized in the U.S. by the Congress, the corrupt Congress, willing to sell out its own country. So you'd have to get rid of that monster, and you have to restore sound money, probably based on silver and gold, like the original idea, which actually is measurable. It can't be inflated. It's just there. It can be carried around, or you can carry around paper that represents a certain fixed weight of gold or silver. That money doesn't lose its value. Healthcare has to be free market, or the toxic, deadly drug monopoly, which was brought in after 1910, that stays there. Real healthcare has to be mostly educational, because if the real health information is allowed to go out to the country, out to the people in the country, then they don't need much help staying healthy. Health is their natural state. And the main reason that it's lost is mistakes in the lifestyle that we make, and food and exercise and sleep and all this stuff, that there are natural ways to get rid of almost any health problem. You need really great people like we have now in emergency medicine and traumatic medicine, and the few necessary surgeries for congenital defects and accidents and things like that. But most healthcare would be education and supporting people's access to health information and health resources, like good food. And for that reason, you'd have to phase out toxic agriculture. Okay, that would have to be a major part of the Green New Deal. You don't ever allow sewage sludge to be put on the farms. You don't allow toxic sewage sludge like we have now to even be produced. You know, if there are companies that are just dumping incredible deadly waste in there, that production of those deadly wastes has to be stopped. And so technology has to start a whole new direction of evolution in harmony with human well-being, not against it like now. And it's not a mistake that it's evolved the way it is now. So many technologies are promoting convenience at the expense of destroying humanity and the biosphere, and that's not a good trade. Real energy technologies have already been discovered and perfected, as I said, and they're just sitting hidden away, and that would have to be stopped. That's essential for a real Green New Deal. You don't just stop the oil industry by fiat and then say, we're going to just have all solar and wind, which are not even very efficient compared to the real technologies that exist. Cars were shown to run on water a long time ago, and the inventor was killed by government and corporate agents. And this is going on right now. That's the real energy policy. Education has to get back in the local hands and out of the hands of the federal government. Federal Department of Education is completely unconstitutional, and all it's doing is the brainwashing of the people of the country. As I said, the real ag information has to be released. Why we never needed chemical fertilizers, and you know, let the companies that sell fertilizer make tons of money, but doing it by selling natural fertilizer material, rock dust, and other compost enhancing materials, things like that, not toxic chemicals that go into the water table and destroy the potability of the water supply. Anyway, another thing is that, and this breaks the line between left and right and conservative and liberal, it's very, very essential to just drop the labels, realize what things are real and what aren't. Firearms rights have to be protected at any cost. And it's absolutely essential. And the reason is self-defense, for one thing, because like in Europe, when you get these waves of mass rapes happening to women in Scandinavia and many parts of Europe, those would be over in one day if those women were armed and trained. they're not a menace carrying a firearm like that. The people who do and are properly trained, they're not a danger to society. It's just the opposite. And those mass rapes would like end right now. The so-called feminists are totally out to lunch on this kind of stuff. They think it's not a problem. It is a problem. And the other reason for firearms rights being protected is that if the government gets completely crazy, which they typically do, and decides to kill most of its citizens, which has often happened, not just in Germany, all over the world, 260 plus million people have been murdered by their own governments outside of war in the 20th century, and it's not done. So every time that happened, what they did is disarm the citizens first in the name of public safety, and then they go and kill them. We have to have at least minimal intelligence and protect all the basic freedoms, including that, certainly freedom of speech. The social media need to, their program of censorship needs to be stopped instantly, and the people who are pushing it indicted for that and held accountable. Those are essential parts of the Green New Deal, just as much as outlawing GMOs, exposing real chemical cleanup technology that can start to address the problems in ocean pollution and things like that. Publicize the information on real agriculture, which makes chemical fertilizers irrelevant and just a stupid alternative compared to what's really available. Expose the nonsense and the crimes of both political parties on 9/11 and all these major issues that are now starting to come out, actually, fortunately. The real story on central banks should be in basic education for everybody. Geoengineering in any real Green New Deal has to be outlawed overnight. There's no excuse for a chemical air raid going on over most of the world with the complicity of the governments. And most of the low consciousness so-called representatives in governments, including the U.S., I don't think they even know about it. And the ones at the upper levels that do know about it are willing to poison the whole biosphere for their own success in the system, I guess, which is not especially intelligent. Religious terrorism has to be exposed fully. Communist and Antifa terrorists and all the other kinds of terrorists, the gang terrorists. Keep taxes extremely minimal. That's really important for prosperity. Massive taxes as a way to prosperity is just really stupid. And it's not that the people who think of it are bad. They don't understand much about how things work. And the American public, as an example, is just so dumbed down right now. They actually fall for stuff like this. The so-called progressive people that want massive taxes, and they say, don't worry, it's just the rich people. But the really rich people are not going to pay any tax. They're above it, and they have all the systems worked out. The people who will be targeted as rich people to pay those taxes are the few that still have successful businesses and companies that are providing employment. They will be shut down by high taxes. So whatever system comes in, whatever it's called, it has to be based on consciousness, and without that, there isn't any magic system that's going to work. The people in the population and in the government that really represent them have to have the right motives, and fortunately, there is a way to do that so that even individuals can contribute to a real solution based on awareness and consciousness and a change in perception. And it's based on something that Tesla talked about in engineering theory, and it was called resonance. It's a very important principle, and basically a simple way to understand it that's still pretty accurate is, and I've got to talk fast now because we're almost out of time, but this is the main thing. All of the other stuff is about the problems and how you could rearrange things like the Green New Deal and other things so that they actually make sense, but none of that's going to happen without a change in consciousness in the population and especially in the rulers. Because the intent of the rulers at the top levels right now is destruction for its own sake. We can maybe talk about that more as much as we can in the future, but that's the bottom line. That's what they're after. It's not just population reduction. It's complete destruction. So I don't think that's a very good future for any of us and the people that are still, you know, the kids and the other generations waiting to be born. And we're taught, among other things, to believe that we're totally helpless. Nothing we can do about these gigantic problems. That's exactly opposite to the truth. What the biggest taboo, and I've studied a lot of them over my 50-some years of research in health and all these areas, the biggest taboo is actually who you are. This is not a belief. It's not a religion. It's not a philosophy. It's real. And we're not these physical bodies, these wonderful conscious costumes that we walk around in. We're formless beings that are much greater than that and have incredible, what used to be normal abilities that are the biggest fear of the rulers. And if anybody is interested in actually putting in the time and the effort to do this, do the work, dig into who you actually are, if you throw off all the labels and find out, drop condemnation of anybody else, stop fighting for a minute, and realize that the PowerPoint has, is and has always been inside you. So many great teachers have said that all back since before the beginning of recorded history. It's still true. It's still available. And whatever time is left before the complete destruction of this beautiful planet and the biosphere that is on it and in it, we could really do something to change the future, the outcome of all this. And it's in learning the things that are forbidden for us to know about right now. You get your health back, get your energy back, forget about aging. That's all fraud. And start to awaken your normal abilities. You can be somebody that actually helps change the future of the life on Earth. Not by fighting the bad guys overtly, though defensively, you may be in situations to have to do that, but that's not the solution. It's all hidden right now, and you have access to it. So we decided, I can't talk about that in detail on public forums, but we set up a private one where we can talk about the details. I show up there every week live to do it with you if you want to. This is not a spectator sport, but it's not outward, you know, revolts and violence and stuff. It's all accessing inner power points inside. Nobody needs to see what's going on at all, which really scares the rulers. And if you want to be part of that and you're up to it, I figure about 1 out of 1,000 people in the general population might be looking for that, no matter what it's called. But it has to be real. Then you can find out how to access it, planetaryhealingclub.com, and I'll be there every week to do it with you. It's going to be a really interesting project. Other than that, we'll keep putting up the free videos on all the major platforms as long as we're allowed there. And if we get kicked off, you'll probably find us on Brighteon, as well as our main site, lostartsradio.com. I think we just barely made it in an hour, and it's really nice to be back with you for the new year. I have love and support for everybody. I don't hate Republicans or Democrats or anybody. Those are all just costumes and labels. Who you really are is something different. So I'm saying let's get back in touch with that and stop waiting for somebody else to do it, and let's do it ourselves. PlanetaryHealingClub.com, and I'll see you next time.